Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that this little broadcast will be a blessing to your heart. Father, I pray that you touch the hearts and lives of the men and women that are listening today, that you'll encourage them through your word. And if there be one that does not know Jesus as their Savior, I pray that today they'll take time to make you their Lord and Savior, that they'll receive you into their hearts. And Lord, you said in your word, if we would confess with our mouth and we believe in our hearts that you are Lord, that we would be saved. And I pray today, God, that you'll save that soul that sneers to devil's hell, and that you'll encourage hearts of your people today. In the sweet name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You know, I got my little book of different sayings, and one of the sayings, and I really like this, and it says, if you play poker with the devil, there is no limit. Translation, the stakes are high when you gamble with your soul. There's a big gambling casino in Hugo, Oklahoma, and there's a sign as you come out of the roadway that someone had put up there, and it says, don't gamble with your soul. I know people that go to that gambling casino, and they stay there until all their money is gone, and their whole week's pay is gone through gambling. They're hoping to win the big one, but most of them never do. But the major sign is on the outside. It's don't gamble with your soul. And in Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 4, the latter part of that, well, it says verse 4, but behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also as the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Don't gamble with your soul today. Let me tell you, that's an important, where you're going to spend eternity is an important decision, the most important decision that you'll ever make. You know, people gamble with a lot of things. I saw a book in a store the other day. I don't know what's inside that book, but I really love the title to that book. It says, the devil will drive you crazy. Don't give him your keys. I love that. Listen, the devil will take you to places you wish you'd have never been. He'll show you things that you wish you'd have never seen. He'll take you to a low that you wish you'd have never been in. Don't gamble with your soul today. Don't play Russian roulette with your soul. It's not a game. Eternity is a long, long time. There was a bus in England, and on the side of that bus, in big, bold, red letters, it said, God is dead. Big, bold, red letters says, God is dead. And down under it, it says, and pray that you're right. Oh, you don't want to take that gamble. You don't want to take that gamble and listen to a lie when people tell you such lies that our God is not dead. He is alive and he's well. And we need to take heed to ourselves. The Bible says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. We don't want to be caught on that side of eternity. Today, you have already decided where you're going to spend eternity. You're either going to spend it in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ, or you're going to spend eternity by your own choosing in a place called hell. But you know, that decision is your decision. I pray today that you won't gamble with your soul, that you won't put Jesus off, that you'll take time right now to give your heart and your life to him. That's the most important decision that you'll ever make. And my husband used to say, I'm going to wait for God to make an opportunity. An opportunity for what, you might say? He wanted an opportunity to tell somebody about Jesus, that Jesus loves you, and he wants to save you, and he wants to bless you. Please don't gamble with your soul, because the stakes of the devil, they are high, and you will not come out a winner if you play poker with the devil. You will not come out a winner if you gamble with your soul. You will not come out a winner if you lose your soul and spend eternity in a devil's hell. And you can't find the answer in drugs, and you can't find your answer in a bottle, in the bottom of a whiskey. You can't do it. The answer is in Jesus Christ. Joy for your journey is in Jesus. Life eternal is in Jesus. Life joy is in Jesus. Don't pass him by. Don't let him pass you by. Receive him this day. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. God bless you today. Thank you for listening in to the broadcast. And remember, keep on keeping on for the Lord. And remember again, as I told you, do not gamble with your soul.